Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to High Praise Cathedral Live right here with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton here in Inkster, Michigan. And we just thank God for this is the day that He has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We want to say happy Sunday to all of you all, to all of the USA, Africa, UK, Italy, Australia, Brazil, Mexico, Jamaica, the Caribbean, Hong Kong, everywhere around the globe. We just want to say happy Sunday. We're going to take you right now into the sanctuary right now. We want to say we pray that you will be blessed by this great service on this great Sunday morning. God bless you. And we want to say we love you all. We're going to take you into the sanctuary right now.
Thank you.
the sower receives the harvest. I don't know about y'all, but after this week's revival, I'm expecting a harvest. Won't you prepare yourself now to bring all the tithe and the offering into the storehouse of the Lord, according as God has purposed and blessed you to do. He didn't bless you for you to rob him, but to bring the tithe of that that he's given you and a gratitude of an offering to show him thank you for giving and trusting you. If you do not have a tithe and envelope, raise your hands and our ushers will see to you having one. Stand the audience ushers and wherever hand is up, make sure you see that that person or those persons receive an envelope for tithe and offering. Is there anyone else that needs assistance for your envelopes? The ushers are now in the aisle preparing that tithe and offering envelope for you. Just keep your hands up high so that they can see. We don't want anyone to miss their blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want no one to miss what God has purposed for you. I always take note before I leave home. Make sure I do the right thing when I get here. I think about how the Lord has provided for me and my wife. Like I used to say my family, but for my wife now, just her and I at home. He's provided for us, kept us safe and sound, kept us solidly together. She got my head. She got my head, y'all. It started with my heart, but then it messed around and got to my head. I discovered it this morning. This woman got to my head. Cliff and I were in the office preparing to come out. And I had made a choice of another robe. I had another robe I wanted to put on. And she said, No, honey. Put on the purple because I got on purple. And I said, that's why I don't think a preacher ought to have a girlfriend. Let me see how you impress me to change my role. She impressed me. I don't think the preacher ought to have a girlfriend. But my girlfriend had his head. And when you get the head, then you got a problem on your head. But I'm so glad we can announce today that we have been strategically and perfectly together for 39 years yesterday. Who got the camera? Who got the camera? Take a picture. 39 years. That's commendable, y'all. 39 years we've been together for 39 years. Now put that on your Facebook all over the world. Put that on the Facebook of the bishop and his wife. Been together, Apostle and his wife been together for 39 years. Praise the Lord. Is God good? We're still together. Amen. I apologize to you yesterday and if I did anything, it's all good in this comfort. And with these 39 years, I apologize again. I don't need to see. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? It's not wrong with apologizing to each other, you know? She didn't have to apologize to me because she, I don't think she thinks she did anything. So. Maybe she's with us today. You agree? Maybe she apologized today when I say that, because I told her this whole weekend we're going to be celebrating. I took it to her next. I took it to a nice restaurant yesterday. I'm going to take it to another one today. I'm thinking about that place that y'all told me to go. Y'all told me when I stopped by to visit y'all over there, y'all said, be sure to check it out. Oh, man, it's going to be romantic. I'm hitting that man. Amen. We're going to get out there today and see what it looks like. Work with it. What's the name of it? Apostle Peter, what page is it? y'all are going to celebrate with us, and we're all going together, all couples. All couples together, y'all are going with us, and then y'all are going to be here. Now, we are supposed to be out of town as of today, but two things hindered that. During our last hour, a couple came into my office. There's a dire need of someone to stand with them in a terrible time in their lives. The young lady lost her mother, and two churches had turned them down from having the service of their church. For whatever apparent reason, I don't know. And but Sister Mills said, I got my pastor, he don't turn nobody down. If you need help, Apostle Haddon will help you. So I said to them, I told them what had happened. I said, you know what? My wife and I have scheduled to leave to celebrate 39 years of marriage on Sunday after we say amen. I said, but I'll stay back here and bury your mother Tuesday. I will not leave. Because you know what I think? I believe that I'm here for a specific purpose. I'm here to serve y'all. And I'm here to show you what the love of God is in life. Irregardless of who you are, race, creed, or color, God loves us all. For God so loves us. I got to love everybody, whether you're a member of this church or not. I have buried so many people who were not members of this church. I buried a member of I know her name, but please forgive me for your first name. Regina. I buried a member of Regina's family not knowing who they were. And when other churches turned them down, when other churches was afraid to have the service because of the things that were sitting around that church, they thought the church would be raided by gangs suddenly. But it didn't matter to me. And I didn't know that day that secret service was on the roof of this church waiting for something to happen. Bless God. And as a result of that, this whole family are now part of this church. Not just here in this region, but even in Detroit. People have passed away in the neighborhood of the church and come up and say, my mother passed, my father passed, my sister passed. We don't have no one to have a service. I said, what happened to you is God put me here on time to be this gift. Though I know you feel like you can't have your service because this is a great cathedral, 2,000 people. I said, but you bring in your loved one's body right in here. One young lady was a part of our church. She never got saved, but she would come every Sunday at the same time. She fell in love with us, and she would come every Sunday with her work clothes and come all the way down to the front and sing. But suddenly one day she died. Her condition on her body. I didn't know that she was so well loved in the neighborhood of the church on Stewcraft. Do y'all know you couldn't get me to church today after the body in? And as a result, Capital Church was still at the funeral. But you got to learn Why are we going to preach some of the all you the major, 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 and not honor those words? That comes the time you have to reach out to others. And then reaching out would be the day that you sit with them for coffee, serving them a notice that I love you. It's true. So we're going to marry this young lady's mother on Tuesday. Then I thought I could leave after Tuesday. That's okay, me and my wife, we'll leave after Tuesday, and we'll let y'all have service next Sunday. I couldn't leave it. But when I got home, my wife said, honey, teacher is coming to Detroit, Michigan, with the whole camera crew to do footage on Preachers of L.A. And he's coming to our house in the both of our churches. I said, I can't go again. That is time. I'm getting to go celebrate our anniversary. You can't go. But I guarantee you that the Lord says so now. After teaching, hightail out of here. Mama and Daddy hightailing out of here. And y'all gonna have to just pray for us while we go away for about 7 days. And I ain't gonna make no more baby people. Although she says she's ready. Hey, Green, you hear that? Hey, Green, I ain't in no blue pill, please stop. Y'all spread the word. Y'all spread the word. It's impossible to take no blue pill. My wife is so excited, I don't have to take my blue pill. She's so excited. She's my blue pill walking across the floor. But she walks across the floor. Hey, the Lord. Look at us trying to go to the back row now. I'm going to tell you this so you don't have to hide no more. On the back of the front, you're still the same. So come on back up here to the swivel seat. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad that all my children know that too. They're the last one I took the call and told their mother while I was asleep. Congratulations. Every one of them. And I had one of them yesterday telling me, Zena, Sean, they're here today. They're saying congratulations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then I got all of y'all here. I'm still confused. Saying congratulations. Every year, Father, we prepare our time and offer. Once we do that, step into the aisle so that we can commence to bring you the word that the Lord will give you today. Father, we thank you for these beautiful people that you assigned to my hands, who walk by faith with their pastors and not by sight. We discovered it's a good thing to give thanks and giving unto you, our Lord, and to sing praises to thy name. O Most High, who show forth that love and kindness in the morning and faithfulness every night. We praise you upon the mission and tender strength to upon the song given upon the heart with a song of song. Lord, thou leanest, you're clothed with the majesty. The Lord clothed with strength wherein he has girded himself and blessed us. To come forth now, so with seed of gratitude and thanksgiving. Fertile our grounds and cause us to bring forth abundantly. As you described, opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us our blessings, there shall not be room for us to receive. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. Lord, for strength, our redeemer. Everybody rise to your feet and say amen. Step into the center aisle, prepare now to come. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let's put our hands together and thank God for blessing us this evening to the ministry. Come on, put your hands together and bless God. Praise the Lord now. The mining ministry is not prepared to bless us. We're going to ask you this evening at this time as they come to bless us with this ambition. Just make them feel good that they're in the house of the Lord. Brother Kennedy is working now. He has a job and is blessed that he can get here. So let's give him a hand for making it here today.
Thank you.
Now was a good time to do that. You know, we all just put seed in the ground. Now was a good time to do that. And we are talking about that kind of seed in the ground. All right. Right quick. All of us, all the young people, I just finished to go to your service. All the parents who meet your children to go to the service. The lower level, praise the Lord. Amen. They're excited to go to church. Look at them lining up. I mean, they're lining up. Praise the Lord. They want to go to church in their own city. One day the Lord going to bless us with a facility where they have their whole full service. We'll have to come and be dismissed and already be ready to speak. All the preachers that think they want to preach, you're going to have to stop preaching over there. And if you can preach to the children, preach to us. Amen. Thank the Lord. At this time, before I shall bring the message, we have some presentations to make. Marlene Turner, are you here? Marlene Turner, are you here? All right. We'll present at a later date. Ellis Hayes Jr. Ellis Hayes Jr., are you in the coming up. Deacon Frazier, would you come to the front, please? Now, Deacon Frazier is the senior of Christian education here at our ministry. He shall read the facility.
God bless you. This is a certificate of completion presented to Alexander Hayes Jr. from High Place to People of Faith on this day, March the 30th, 2014, for completing our 6 weeks of new member course, study to show thyself approved unto God, the workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, Apostle Clarence D. Hatton, senior pastor, Prophet Joyce Boothead, and co-pastor.
Bless you, sir. Your uncle is smiling. Late District Hello. In glory, looking down, smiling on you today. Let's give a hand if you go to a seat. Thankful unto the Lord to have with us a guest from Holland, and I was informed that she is a singer in her own right. Before I bring the message, she will come and greet us and sing to us before I bring the message. Let's receive Pastor Brianna Bracca Bianca Goodfarm. Come now. Bless you. Let's give another hand.
Hallelujah. Can somebody be here? I'm in America. This is America. I can feel the American spirit here. You know, dreams come true. I can remember when I was small and I was watching the TV. I was watching movies like Tina Turner, and I see people worshiping and praying. I said, one day I will be one of those churches. And that day is today. Something had to happen before I could be here. Tell your neighbor, something has to happen before you get there. And something happened to me. That's why I'm here today. Before I'm going to testify unto you, I want to sing a song because it was only God's grace who kept me. It was only His love that protected me. It is only because of His love He had to take me somewhere before I knew Him. So I'm going to minister a song unto you, and then I will tell you who I am and how I met the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't let go. I just don't want to do that life anymore. My problems are enough. The pressure is weighing down. But God can't see. So I will let go. I don't let go. My God,
Job had everything. And I have to tell you, he lost everything.
That's me too. And the other child was sick. I think I was doing my own thing. You know, when I was a small child, I was looking for love. I was looking for love in the wrong way. You know, my mom and my dad didn't have time for me because my father was a drug dealer. My mother was smoking, was always high. So she didn't have time to give me love. So at the age of 50 years, I was on the street. And before you know, I got pregnant. And before you know, I got pregnant again. Until my grandmother said, "Enough, I'm going to marry you to somebody." And she married me to somebody, and I was unhappy because it's not my choice. It was my choice. God gave me that husband. And in that loneliness and sadness and pain, I was going in the streets looking for love. Huh? Sleeping with so many other men. I could call HIV, and I didn't get it because God loved me. Then I wanted to use food, I needed money. I was stopping in drugs. Going here in Venezuela, to Guatemala, to England, wherever. I was going and carrying truck. Everywhere I go, I had a truck. And every time that I had a truck, I had a man. What kind of life was that? I was smoking, I was getting high, and I was thinking I was on top of the mountain. But I was not. Then God was looking at the truck and thinking, "This is my daughter, something has to happen for her to come to me." The first time he called me, that was in 2002. Huh? He took me to prison in Curacao. But I got a taste of him, so he gave me a medical, so I came free after treatment. I was doing my own thing again, was listening to the Lord. The second one, he arrested me again, took me to prison in Peru. Yeah, they gave me 6 years and 8 months, and I just caught 2.5 years because of my good behavior. And I was doing my own thing again. Smoking money, going to the club, and my man here and I go to the street and about to protect myself, passing my drug in the airport. Then God said, "Enough is enough." In the year 2000, he took me to Africa. You know, in all the things that I was in that phone, you can do your hair, put your makeup, that you can still smoke. But in Africa, he called me. He took me to 2006 to Ghana and gave me a sentence of 10 years. I was just a prisoner, and I was thinking my life is finished. I was inside there. I didn't know what to do with myself. I'm with a different culture, different people. They're slaving up there. You can remove your hair. They put some dress in your hair for you to look ugly. They put some uniform on you. It's just a mess. No communication with your family. So there was that. There was that. In a country with no help, nobody was there who I can cry with. Then something happened to me. I'm the evangelist Tony inside the prison there. She became my friend. And I was looking at her. I thought she was crazy. I said, "Who's this crazy American woman?" I always thought I was crazy and all kinds of things. I don't know about that. Who is God? This woman is out of her mind. I'm in prison. She just keeps praying. She's going to church. And nothing else to do. Okay. So one day, I was with her, cooking, eating every day together. She got angry with me. She said, "You're a witch." I thought God was ready to call me a witch that day. So, in Africa, it takes very seriously when somebody says you are a witch. The whole prison turned against me. I was alone. God asked me there to call me, to hear me. Nobody was talking to me. I was on my own. And when I was on my own, you know, when they brought me inside the prison, they give everybody a piece of ground to work on. You have to sweep it. Or they give you a machete and you have to sweep it. So they gave my own front of the church. So every morning I would go there and sweep in front of the church. But I'm not going to church because I have nothing to do there. So he called me a witch, remember? I was alone. So one day I just ran into the church. I ran into the church and I laid myself down on the floor. I said, "God, I want you to live on me." She's right. I started thinking about all the things I was doing when I was outside there in the world. You know, I was talking about a dirty house. It was my body. If I sleep with somebody's man, a spirit will enter me because my house was open. Yeah, if I carry drugs, another spirit will possess me. So I was totally possessed. I was going to the street to buy all kinds of medicine. I was possessed. My house was dirty. I said, "God, clean me. Deliver me. I want to be free. Not crazy. I don't want to be like that. And I started fasting and praying. And even fasting and praying, I started going. Before you know, I began to lead a worship and praise in the African language. I was sitting there in front of the meeting, in front of the church, leading worship and praise in African language. How I was worshiping and praising. Before you know, there was a wrong time of people there. They wanted to do the rosary. They made me the president or the leading of men or something, whatever, but that's how it started. I started to pray with condemned people. I had a lot of assignments back there. And I was speaking sick. Let me tell you the thing with God I have to do, and the same thing when praise God for living. And I was praying the body, praying the body, praying the body. In my top of the cross, I brought something to my heart. I wrote the song. I thank God to do something to me. In my lowest, I was sitting behind the drum. I was thinking, I don't know how to play drum, but I'm a drum. I got playing the drum. I said, oh, God, I can see me talking to you. I know teachers. The Holy Spirit was my teacher. And so I'm playing the drum. Before you know, they choose to be the assistant choir leader. And then I was sitting inside the prison. And I was cooking in prison. 200-something women, they say, whoever called him, come to the kitchen. Me, the president told me, we're only five. Only five. And we go for things inside the prison. And God needs you. Wherever you are, he will come for you. On that property, he will come for you. Yes. Because he said in the Bible, he has something good for you. And I was evil. What do you think is an expected end? And he gave me that expected end. This was my testimony. I want to tell you, God loves you, and has a plan for you. He could do it for me. He will always do it for you. And the love that I was living for was my Jesus. He brought us up in his love, and now I'm traveling in carrying Jesus. Amen. Dear God, thankful. Every Jesus, I'm in process. I just move down for bless the book. Somebody put your hand out and say, bless the book.
Put your hands together and praise God. Testimony of deliverance. Turn around and tell him, run somebody. He can deliver you. If you found, y'all ain't here to be looking at the book. If you found, he'll set you free. Come on, I'm going to help you. What was going to help you? Take your time. He loves Jesus. He will fucking do you like the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. I see y'all waiting. I know y'all feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, God bless you. I'm not a higher. Second epistle of Peter. God bless you, missionary. Bless you. Amen. You're finally wound up in the right house. And you're not doing your thing. Messed around and became afraid of the Holy Ghost fire. She ran into her. See, she ran into her, and that's when she caught on fire. That's why the Bible said, let your light so shine. Y'all ain't with me for some reason. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. Let us stand as we pray.
Hallelujah. Mother, let's do prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne, I'm grateful. We're seeking your face, Heavenly Father, for the nations, Almighty God. Lord, we continue to call upon your throne of grace for the divine presence, Lord, to begin to take place upon the nations, Lord. So we command those in heaven, Heavenly Father, to begin to break down your fire, Lord, to set every plan of the enemy, Lord, against every nation in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Every spirit of confusion, Lord, that the enemy wants to set his fire, Heavenly Father, Lord, we cast it by the blood of Jesus, Lord. We're called down the blood of Jesus, Lord, to begin to lay down upon the nations, Lord. We're called upon you, Lord. Be your great father's children, Lord. We cast it into the blood of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord. Y'all got the chance in all the world to see that. Hallelujah. I feel.
Hallelujah.
We really just praise the Lord like never before. All right, y'all. All right, let's try to calm down here. At least let me read the text. Yeah, read the text. I promise you, read the text and not on subject. Then
Hallelujah. Give me the power. Give me the power. the world in this way. Like never before. My God, my God. Yeah. 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 Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. My God.
I'm just going to read the subject so the nations will know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Second Peter, chapter 1. I'm going to read you the text because we're over time. And I'll preach it Sunday after next. Because next Sunday, I've assigned Minister Hammond to bring the message. He's going to bring his first message at his father's church here in Easter. So y'all come early to get a good seat. God is going to open up some things unto us. And I think his brother Dietrich is going to come by on the way to the airport and stay us for so long before he introduces Brother Sean. It feels good to have children preaching about Jesus. I got a daughter downtown in Detroit to speak to Brother right now. I got another daughter almost soon that's probably preaching right now. The next Sunday, my son is going to preach here. And while he... So we preach his brother, come out of the way to California and introduce him. All my work is not in me. And I'm still waiting on my youngest son to preach. He acknowledges out there on that parking lot on Sunday. And he said, Daddy, I know I have to preach. Well, I'm just getting settled. I said, come on, I know it's older, son. He's got no daddy. My grandson came to my office. We got the week before. 2 weeks ago and said, Daddy, I'm out here because I need to understand and understudy you.
All right.
I know I'm supposed to reach and just understudy you. That means after dead and gone, my horse will still be ringing. You're not choking to be my dad and sister. Praise the Lord. Second Peter, chapter 1, I shall commence to read. Verse 12, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though ye know them, to be established in the present truth, yea, I think it me, as long as I'm in this time, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put on this my time. Even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. For I will endeavor that he may be able after my decease to have these things always in your remembrance. Oh, people said amen. You may be seated. Some weeks ago, if you recall, I talk to you on the subject that I didn't even get a chance to really deal with it in its fullness because of the time. And yet, I find myself in the same street. Y'all forgive me because I must fix this method and priority. And while I'm talking about that, don't forget next Thursday there will be no service here. We will be down the road on the Easter Road and on the trail. We'll pick up everybody from this point to go down there because we want them to know that we are in fellowship with the people of God. And we want them to know that you are 100% behind your apostle. Amen. Peter here is endeavoring to
make certain that all of the things that he, along with the apostles in Matthew 28:19, were headed to. Still, after you preach so many years or so long, you now search yourself to see if one of the things that you have spoken have really been taken into consideration. It's bad to preach all these years and look back over your preaching endeavor and find that you have not really reached, as you should have, the hearts of the people. One of the things, and I don't not have time, I'm going to just say this and let you go. One of the things is very important. The Word of God said that him that hath ear, hear. Am I in the Word? Look at your lips and they hear what he's saying. He that has an ear, let him or her hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Now, the very fact is that what the Spirit, it releases me from being responsible for what I'm saying, but it causes me to understand I am just a vessel. Look at me and say, Bishop, you're just a vessel. Don't you think at me? Say, you're just a vessel. I am just a vessel. I must always be reminded. Whatever it is that I say to you, it comes from him through me. So what Peter is saying in the text, you can close your Bibles now. Because I close my thing. You must be aggressive in your reception as to what the Lord says to you from this point, what we call the sacred text. I am only assigned weekly to speak into your spirit, to encourage you as to where God has brought you from, to remind you of your present being and status because of his establishment. We are not here on our own, but we're here because God has deemed it so. I got to get ready to go. He deemed it so, and the testimony of Brianna was one of the proven factors that lets us know whatever God is going to do with you, whether you feel or not, is he designed you to become a member of the kingdom, no matter who tries to stop it, no matter what comes the way to turn it, God has a way of fulfilling his desire. Oh, I like that. And he says, according as he has chosen us, you can close your Bible now. Close your Bible. According as he has chosen us, in him. Now, how can the Holy Ghost say this? Before the foundation of the world, I don't care if you were going to cry. I don't care what you were saying along your way to your destiny. God has a way of fulfilling his desire where you are concerned. Because it's a matter of life and death. Now, if you didn't do that, I've got to go to my feet. The reason why I ask the way I ask, the reason why I do it the way I do, I'm going to make it simple to you. I plead. Because I'm happy. Did y'all give me another answer? And did y'all want to give me another answer? Because I'm happy. Anybody here happy? Where are you happy? I am happy. I'm sick. Oh, it's almost sour. And I'm here
Come on.
Gotcha, man. Okay.
I'm also looking for a church home.
Am I the church?
No,
man. Am I the church? No, man. This is it. My brother. And I see y'all being faithful too. So you make it this Sunday, you bring it all the Sundays. In the name of Jesus. Man, you guys need to be required or something. Junior ushers, something. I need to get busy. Man, I felt you when you came out of the offering. I know. I felt God was doing something there. You just need to keep coming. You're going to find yourself a phone call. Somebody put your hand together like this. Okay, so I said, I'm going to report back to duty, sir. And, but if you don't feel what you feel again, I got you. Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you now for the work that you've done in this place today. For these souls who have come, who've been touched through the experiences in your visitation, like you always do. For we recognize when your spirit is there is liberty to praise and magnify in you. Liberty to lift you up where you belong. The honor to become a part of this church, those who have already expressed their desire to become a part of this church. Bless them with this place of anointing. But it will come up, become a part and never fade from their duties that you should have done. In the new members course on next Sunday at 10:45, learning more and more about this great work. Keep them from the hand of the devourer. Cause them to go get their 12. For you've assigned each one of us to get 12 souls and bring them in. May those who are here be reminded 12 souls that they're responsible for. In Jesus' name. Thank you for them becoming a part of this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say amen. Y'all see that lady over there standing on the wall? Go with her. Go with her. She knows. She'll take care of you. Go with her. Y'all just go on over there with her. Let's give God a hand as our new members become a part of this. I want to remind you all, don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Wake up. I said, wake up. Because if you haven't got your 12 souls in before the end of the year, you're really short. One win. You know what? I was a lady. Let me tell you all this. I went to my wife's cousin's funeral yesterday. It was at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Cincinnati at night. And I knew that this lady stood up in front of my religion.